Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Okay, so I had to go make a purchase. I finally wrapped up my basement, so it's going to be like a little entertainment area for the kids and things like that. So, like a typical dude, I was like, I got to get a big TV down here.
Yeah.
And when I finished it, I kind of designed it where I had this wall where I knew I could fit about an 86-inch TV on there.
About?
Because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I could go bigger if I wanted.
Okay.
But I was like, 86 is perfect. And you think, wow, that's going to be an awesome purchase. That's so cool.
It's a massive TV.
You know you've made it win, right? You can go buy an 86-inch TV. So I called up my dad and took the old F-150 down to one of those big box stores there.
And
found the one I wanted. I've never felt more like an idiot in my life. Buying an 86-inch TV. Yeah. You look like an idiot when you buy that big of a TV.
Everyone's staring at you,
Every
I imagine.
Every person in the...
Yep.
Sam/Costco. I'm not telling you where I went.
I would be staring at you.
And then it's like two of us trying to load it up onto one of those like flatbed carts.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then maneuvering through that kind of store.
Excuse me.
With
excuse
a me. Wall, essentially. You're moving a wall through the store.
Might as well be drywall.
And you're trying to dodge carts and people with other flatbeds, you know, and it was like hell getting out of there. And the amount of comments you get from people,
I would have been like, I think you need a bigger TV. Like, that would have been me.
You know how many guys get, should have went for the 100-inch, derby, derby, derby. Like, we had four guys say the exact same thing. Are you sure you don't want to go for the 100-inch, then? You may as well go big. And then so we get it out to the parking lot, and then you feel like another, you know, that's another idiot move, as you got to back the truck up, basically, to the front entrance, and you're trying to load this thing on a truck and strap it down. And then a lady comes by and goes, somebody's compensating. And then you're just like, you can go to hell too.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then driving that home, you know, like with that thing sticking out of a truck and everyone looking at you.
You can't like, even close
it's such
the tailgate.
The tailgate was down.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
It's such a... I'm not a pretentious, showy guy, and it was just... I felt so pretentious driving down the road with that, people looking at you, and they're all of them thinking, look at this a-hole, you know? Look at this guy showing off. And then you get it into the neighborhood, and you got to back it into the driveway, and then all the neighbors
all the
are
neighbors.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, should have got the 100-inch. And every one of them, all the guys are out there with their hands on their hips. How are you going to get that downstairs? Yeah. Is that going to fit? I hope you measure. And then, yes, trying for me and my dad to unload that thing out of the truck and maneuver it through the hallways of the house and then down to the basement and then finally getting it down there and looking at it going, dang, I probably got one too big.
I could have went with the 76, I think.
And I will tell you, we set it up down there, and I turned it on, and it was evening. Turned all the lights off. I wanted to see how clear the picture is, and we fired that thing up and sat on the couch, and it is brighter than 1,000 suns.
Oh, no.
We essentially have to apply some SPF and put on sunglasses when we're watching TV in the basement. I got a dollhouse I'm trying to get rid of.
Do you? Okay.
I posted this dollhouse is like 4 foot tall, and it used to be my daughter's. I put it on Nextdoor. You know you can't trust Nextdoor now because all I'm getting is random messages from dudes.
Oh.
Send me more pictures of your dollhouse. Here's my number. Is it still available? My name's John. I'm like, no, I'm not replying to any of this. You can't even trust Nextdoor now when you're trying to get rid of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's all creepy, you know, spammy, you know, stuff on there.
You can only trust Facebook Marketplace for that, Jer.
And the one And the one lady's like, is this still available? If so, you need to text my husband, Ron. I'm like, yeah, I'm not texting anybody. Especially a random Ron.
Miss me with Ron, actually.
Anyway, you got to find some sort of bougie kid to give this dollhouse to, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Bougie kids. Speaking of bougie kids, I could not believe what I ran into the other day. So what? I was with my friend. We were picking up her little kiddo from this pretty, like, you know, high-end neighborhood. They had the gate and everything. And so we roll in and we roll up to this house and we park her car. And then all of a sudden, we are surrounded by Power Wheel Cybertrucks. Have you seen them? They're nicer.
Are they
than
shiny?
My...
They're like aluminum, or
they
I want one.
Are so nice.
I gotta look it up.
Immediately, I looked it up. They're like $1,500. I was like, maybe I need a little kid cyber. This is how I can afford a Cybertruck, is when it's in Power Wheels fashion.
Oh my God! Look at it.
Completely caught me off guard. I wasn't ready for it because
you can buy it right from Tesla.
You can. Tesla's where you get them from, actually. They sell them. Again, $1,500 you can get on the payment plan if you'd like. But it totally caught me off guard because already when I see just the original Cybertrucks rolling around, they get my attention right away, right? Like, they are very eye-catching. But when you see the little mini version, I forgot how to breathe for a second. I was like,
okay, they're pretty cute, actually.
What is happening? And you know that that kid is rolling large if they're rolling around in a Cybertruck. And I'm not kidding you. This whole neighborhood had them. It was a fleet of Power Wheel Cybertrucks.
They go 80 miles an hour.
Isn't that wild? Like, it's crazy the way that they look just like the Cybertrucks.
Exactly. Spot on.
In a spitting image.
And then the kid's sitting in the back of it.
it looks a little ridiculous. It's a little ridiculous.
The pictures I'm seeing is like some grown men sitting in them, too. It's the same guys trying to get my dollhouse, I think.
It's the first time I'd ever seen them. So it just completely, again, got my attention, caught me off guard. And I was like, what do your parents do? What are your parents taking home?
$1,500 for a Power Wheel.
For a Power Wheel. But again, there was five of them. In the same vicinity. So
they
I don't know if this was a household of children and they all had their own Cybertruck, or if this was like friends, right? Like a friend group, and one of them got the Cybertruck. So then all the other ones had to keep up with them and get Cybertrucks as well. But could you just imagine these little kids rolling down the street and they're like,
it's pretty cool. There's a lot of spoiled kids out there.
Oh my goodness. But yeah. That's a bougie kid. That's a bougie kid right there.
Kind of have to laugh about it because at the end of our block and around the corner yesterday, I guess some family had put out their old Power Wheel. Like, it was like, I don't know what it was, a Jeep or something stupid. Anyway, my son was out riding his bike around and he saw it and it was, had a free sign on it. Next thing I know, I had to run some errands. I came home and this stupid Power Wheel is in my garage.
Oh, he got it.
He was trying to charge it and everything. I was like, no, no, we're not taking some random Power Wheel and trying to charge this battery that we have no idea where this battery's been or where it's from. It's like, do not set the house on fire.
That's what's going to happen.
No.
That's what's going to happen. That household down the street upgraded to the Cybertruck.
They got
that's
it.
What happened.
Right. That's nutty, Katie. Yeah. Wow.